You're listening to idolradioshow.com
with your amazing host, Daryl.
She went into a restaurant, long story short, paid for her meal, and didn't leave a respectable tip. So the waiter ran out and gave her some shit, and she's responding to it on YouTube. And it's got, you know, it's got everybody in an uproar. A year later, I'm just now hearing about it. But I'm going to explain why you got a tip, okay? Her argument was, I go into a restaurant, as she put it, and I pay my motherfucking bill. And if I don't leave the tip that you think I should leave or what's appropriate, then I can't be, you know, held responsible. Your bill comes out to a certain amount, and you don't tip that amount. Now, in some places, you have to tip everybody. You got to tip busboys. You got to tip. You got to tip the cooks. You got to tip the food runners. Some places, well, most places, mostly all places, you tip the bartender. So if you go out, which I'm sure this lady did, I ain't gonna call her a bitch because I don't want her to respond to me, but this video got me heated. If you go out and have filet mignon, I don't know where the hell you went, okay, but y'all went out and had filet mignon, I'm almost positive y'all had drinks, okay? And if y'all had drinks, he had to tip the bartender. So right there, your little $8 tip is gone, okay? $4 or $2 per person on a $100-and-some-dollar bill, oh, no. Oh, no. I would have followed your ass out to the parking lot, too. I would have followed you all the way out. I would have followed your ass home, okay? I would have followed you to the ATM.
Oh man, welcome back. Welcome back to the most listened to radio program on the internet, the Idol Radio Show at idolradioshow.com. Hey, for those of you who are listeners of B-Dub did a thing on his show the other day that we're going to just touch on very briefly. Pornography for the blind. I honestly didn't think that pornography for the blind was a viable business, but apparently, there are ways for even blind people to enjoy the most explicit pornography scenes. Why? How? You act them out, record them, and they just freaking listen. They listen to you describe what's happening on the screen. It's way too much. We're going to deal with that in the second hour. And we're also going to call a few people and ask them whether or not they think that Muslims in America should be prompted or made to wear a specific badge identifying them as such. Okay, I got to deal with this. Do you heard that before we just came on here? That's a dude named Jay. If you heard my show yesterday, you heard me refer to him as one of the funniest dudes on YouTube. He's one of the funniest freaking people I've ever seen. Before I bring him on, I'm just going to say I don't like people like Jay because I think he's funnier than me. And because I think he's funnier than me and he's got a better sense of wit than I do, then I think that it's like suicidal of me to bring him on my show. I think he should like be banned from my show. I think that I should take his phone number and block it from our servers. I think I should take his IP address and block it so that it can never enter our site. But what did I do? I did the exact freaking opposite. I had him invited onto the show and I put his video on the front page of freaking YouTube. So if I'm not here tomorrow, you'll know why. But let me just, without any further ado, Jay, welcome, sir, to the Idol Radio Show.
How you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Has anyone else referred to you as the funniest dude ever on YouTube? And I'm not joking. I think you might be.
Not ever on YouTube, but I get that. You know, I've gotten that throughout my life. But that's a lot of pressure, man. I was listening to your podcast of yesterday's show. That's a lot of pressure.
Dude.
Like, come on somebody's show and they go, this nigga ain't funny. What was that?
Yeah.
He ain't funny at all.
Maybe that. You know? And you know what? I pray that happens because I think they're not going to want to hear me anymore after they keep checking you out. I got a ritual. If you heard the show yesterday, you know already. I've got a ritual, literally, that I do when you put up new videos. As I'm like, when I log into YouTube, they, you know, have that little pop-up thing to show who that you're subscribed to has put up a new video. So whenever I see you put up one, I'm just like, oh my God, okay. I normally stop whatever I'm doing and like go get some coffee or something to drink because I know I'm gonna be there for a little while. And I sit there, and the very first time I watch your video, I don't know what the hell you said. Like, I don't really know the content of it because I'm watching just the delivery of it, the one-liners. Uh-huh. And I know, I can tell you don't plan these one-liners. Like, the fact, that's what makes them so funny, the fact that they're really coming off the cuff. The way you deliver your stories are just freaking classic. Oh, my God, the one about the dead cat. Was it a dead cat? Is that what it was? Something about a cat. It was like last year.
Yeah, it was my cat, Jules. That's one of my favorite stories, actually. That's the first video I ever posted.
Well, that was freaking hysterical. And so after I watch it and laugh at the delivery, then I'll watch it again just to find out just what the hell you were talking about.
Okay.
So when you did the one about the tip, I was just cracking up at your reaction and everything. And since then, I've gone back on there and really like gotten the meat of what you were talking about. So for those people, those few people who have not checked it out, can you just describe this latest video, just the substance of it, if you could?
Well, the substance of the video is there was this video on YouTube, and this lady, who I'm going to call Trifling, just because I thought it was. The more I thought on it, the more upset I got about it, because I've been in the situation. I was a waiter for about a year and a half at this Red Lobster. And it was in the hood, okay? It was in the hood of St. Louis. So
his patrons, everybody, when he says in the hood, he's saying that his patrons were black people. And as we spoke about on our show yesterday, I was a waiter for like 7 years. That's the death of you. If most of your patrons are going to be black people, it's the death of you. It's like, okay, sometimes you'll have to ask yourself, why am I really even doing this? So I didn't mean to interrupt your story. Please continue.
Well, black people to me, and I was thinking about this the other day, and this is probably the only scripted thing I wish I would have put in the video, but black people, I was telling a friend, they got four seasons, okay? They got summer, fall, winter, and income tax season.
That's correct.
That's how their calendar would read if they could buy it at the store. So income tax season is when, you know, they like to go out, they have a little more money to spend, you know, they go out, spend their little money, and they come in, and you know, they sit down and eat with you, and but they don't tip. They don't tip. And I cannot tell you my frustration. I can give the best service. I can be the funniest. You know, I look good, too, if you don't mind me saying. But, I mean, it's just that I could do everything right. They could look at me at the end of the service, at the end of the night when I'm presenting the bill, ask me where they're going to leave the tip. They could say, you know, you were so good. I'm going to leave you the best tip I've ever left anyone. Where do I leave that tip? I look down that line, I'll be damned if they ain't wrote $5 on that line. It's so upsetting to me. It gets your hopes up. It's like being smacked. It's like being smacked in the face. You get your hopes all up high. Oh yeah, you know, this gonna be the one. $5, $3, $2. It's like, how can you? I mean, I just can't explain it. And I was talking to my roommate about it yesterday, and he said, I think it's just because they don't know.
Right.
And that's bullshit. They know. They know. That's why when they write that $5 down, they haul ass. They get to the parking lot. Okay, they run to the bathroom. The whole family gets up at once and hauls ass out the door. Okay? They know. It's not that they don't know.
What about when they put the tiny tip in your hand or, like, go out of their way to make sure that you got it? Like you're about to do a backflip over it.
That's the worst. It's mainly with the older crowd though. The old people love to do. Here you go, baby. There you go. This is gonna get you through what? This gonna buy me a fucking bottle of Coke. Okay. This is what this is gonna do for me. That upsets me the most. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can curse on your show, but I'm just upset about that.
Your show today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Right.
But I mean, it's just. That's the most upsetting part, too. But I can't understand. I tell you, I used to pray for white people to come in there. I used to pray for it. And they used to write me up so much for saying that I don't want to wait on no more black people.
I had that same experience. I was working at a restaurant, and I would just say, they would say, you know, Daryl, what section would you like today? And I would say, the white one. Like, I literally used to just ask them, and it was the funniest thing, because I was one of the only black people there. And I would say, well, in the front. The back was full of black people. But in the front, I was one of the only black people working out front. And I would say, if we could just make a section, and like, I'm all of a sudden became for discrimination and separate quarters, and I wanted to make an all white section, and I wanted to be the server of that section.
Hold me down. I was all for the all white section. I swear to God, I was talking to my dad today. I told him I was going to be on this show. He said, "Oh, you're going to get on the show and disgrace black people, huh?" I was like, "I'm not going to disgrace black people. I'm trying to educate black people."
There you go.
And they bringing this on themselves. Okay, when you think that I've waited on someone that's left me a $2 tip, and when they came back, I didn't run in the back and tell every motherfucker in there, look, this person is going to leave you $2. I wouldn't waste my time with them.
Yeah, don't.
I wouldn't give them no ice in their drink. I wouldn't give them no butter with their crab legs. I wouldn't give them no bread in their basket. I wouldn't give them a goddamn thing, because they're not going to tip you.
Don't go out of your way with the service with those people.
I'm the best. If they don't tip you, they ain't going to tip me. If they ain't going to tip me, they ain't going to tip you. So.
Right.
You know, they bring it on themselves, and they go on, they go, oh, you know, he's, you know, slacking on the service, so he ain't gave me a refill, because we know your ass don't tip. Why am I going to waste my time with you?
We have the evidence of it.
They always complain about, we can't never go out of nowhere. It's always a problem when we go out somewhere. Not only do they feel entitled to the best service possible, but they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, because in essence, that's what you're paying for. When you leave that tip, you've now paid for the service itself.
There you go.
Let me ask you a question. Yesterday when we were talking about this, I had a theory, because I was asked about the, you know, quote unquote stereotype of black people being non-tippers or bad tippers. And I quickly said it's not a stereotype. It's just kind of reality. But my theory of it is, most black people who are going through that, who don't tip, I think that they're not necessarily even saying to themselves as they go in that they're going to leave a bad tip. I think they don't even think about the tip necessarily towards the end. And tell me if you think that this is completely off base. I think that the tip that you get is based off of the money that they have left over after they're done paying their bill. Having nothing to do with the actual total. It has to do with how much more broke they're going to be after they give you a tip. And
no
if there's
doubt.
Yeah, I never heard that said out loud.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I've seen people empty the change out of their wallet and put it on the table and leave it. And you look at them and they give you that little shoulder shrug like, that's all I got, man.
Right.
Why you bring your ass in here then? You want a filet of fish, you should have went to McDonald's.
Why did you order all of those drinks?
There you go. And, you know, you try to explain to some people, and what really got me was this one time this guy came in and he was sitting there. He had rings all on his fingers, had his little wife sitting next to him, had his little ugly daughter. She was ugly as hell. She must have thought she looked good.
Now, was the mother ugly too?
No, the mother went ugly. That's why I confused
See, that's
me.
Weird.
That's why this is such a good story.
He should look into that. He really should. Please continue.
He should. All that money and stuff he got.
Yeah.
So I got to talking to him or whatever, and he ordered something. And he says, "You're in school, young man?" And I said, "No." Because at the time I wasn't. I said, "No, I'm not in school." And he says, it led into him having a double master's in physics and all this shit. So I'm like, okay, you know, this black person, usually the more educated they are, the more they will tip.
Right.
Usually. That's usually the rule.
Right.
So I was like, okay, you know, made me feel real good about it, you know. But then as I waited on him more, it seemed like he was more condescending than anything. But that's okay. If you're going to condescend me, you're probably going to tip me big, too.
Oh, yeah, that's completely okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to be condescending. I hope you got a condescending bank account, okay? Make my bank account look real small.
Right.
Anyway, so he left me a $2 tip. And I gave this guy the best service ever. I mean, I was talking to him, you know, he laughed at, you know, he had a good time. I was nice to his ugly daughter who kept trying to hit on me. I mean, it was the greatest time. And he left me a $2 tip. And so I stood there, and I was like, well, damn. I said, this man got a double master's degree. He knows how much you're supposed to tip, okay? He knows what's proper. He knows etiquette. He's smart. So why did he do this to me? Did he do this to me because he's a pretender and he got all these degrees and he ain't got no money? He's a liar, he ain't got no degrees, or just because he's a black person and no matter how high you go up, it don't matter. And that bothered me for a long time because now I can't trust no black people, with a degree or not. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. So.
I don't know what to make of that either, because that's rather depressing. That's like really, really, really depressing. I've noticed that, you know, if we were to follow stereotypes, the standard stereotypes, we might look at some of the white people that come into these restaurants and look at them and say they don't like they have very much money. But I tell you one thing, white people who go inside of restaurants will hold, if they've got great service, they'll hold back on what they're ordering to make sure that you're tipped properly.
Oh, yes. Yes, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. That is so true. That is so true. You can never judge a white person by their cup.
No, you can't. You can't. You cannot.
You can't. They can come in after fishing. They can come in after shopping. Like, they can look a hot mess, and they will leave you the tip you're supposed to get above and beyond.
Yeah, they will. And when speaking of just people in general with waiting tables, you know how people are always talking about the hairdresser and people who maybe the nail tech, though people come in, sit there and they tell them all about their problems. Regular customers to a restaurant, you will learn all about their entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Their complete entire life. And some of these people that you think have no money are the richest people that you've ever seen in your life. It's really, really, really amazing.
Yeah. You got stories all the time. Old people come in, you know, eat lunch every day, and when they die, they leave the waitress that waited on them for, you know, a year and a half, $250,000, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that never happened to me. Maybe I quit too soon.
No, it's never happened to me either.
It has not happened to you?
No, it hasn't happened to me either.
I don't know exactly. I would go back into waiting tables just for the opportunity for something like that to happen to me. Because I would definitely be interested in that. So this video, it was just amazing. It was so funny that I said, finally, this is one I got to throw on the front page. But I got to, if you don't mind, ask you a couple of general questions. First of all, how are your Crocs?
My Crocs are good. I'm wearing them now.
Okay. And
my friend told me today they should be thrown in the garbage.
Why? Did you didn't warn them out?
No, well, he says they should be thrown in the garbage because they look hideous.
Okay. Now, but you agree. See, this is the same way I feel. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Crocs are these shoes. And when you see people wearing them, they really do look like idiots or tourists, or they look ridiculous. And I've seen them forever. And I said to myself, those must be the most comfortable shoes ever, because I can't fathom that anyone rational ever looked at these shoes and thought that they were pleasant to the eye. So I started thinking to myself several things, like, oh, they couldn't stink because, you know, they just are completely aired out constantly. Maybe the sole is like extremely soft and they're just like so cushiony and comfortable. I'm thinking to myself all of these reasons that these Crocs are so popular, because the reason couldn't possibly be because they look nice. And then you got on and said the exact same thing that I'd been thinking, that every time you saw someone wearing those things, you thought that they were like, what, just an idiot.
Right.
And then you ended up buying some.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're not, are they comfortable though? Maybe I should try on a pair.
They're comfortable to an extent. I mean, I wouldn't like, you know, go, you know, walking around the world with them on. You know, I saw this guy online, he ran a marathon in them. I wouldn't go that far.
Right.
But they are more comfortable than gym shoes. And they're so easy to slip on and off. You know, they got a little flap in the back. You can have it up. Stop laughing. This ain't funny. Stop laughing. He's laughing at me. But you can slip them on and off. They're like house shoes. I mean, they're just great. They're all purpose. You can wear them with anything. Yeah. I've worn them with khakis. I've worn them with suit pants. I want people to say something to me.
Right. You want people to say to you what you've been thinking about them.
Right.
Hey, do you have any areas that you won't go into in your YouTube videos?
No. It's usually, like, I'm not really a blogger. Like, if I have something that catches me, that grabs me, I will talk about it. I do it more for comedic value, but sometimes I hate serious. I have a video on there about abortion.
You went on an abortion rampage one day.
Yeah, there's nothing I won't tackle, because, you know, it's somebody's got to talk about it. Somebody has to. So, you know, why not be me? But it's got to be something I feel passionate about, something I've been through, or something I have an opinion about.
Yeah, well, you clearly had an opinion about that one. Was that one of your videos that maybe have gotten the most controversy?
The abortion video?
Yeah. Or did people kind of stay away from that?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of lost a few subscribers over that one, too.
Yeah, but you pretty much said to hell with you if you want to unsubscribe.
Right, right.
You just didn't care.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Do you have any ritual? Like, you know, I told you I literally have. Well, let me ask you this. How does it make you feel to hear that? Because I'm not just making that up and I'm not just saying it because you're on here. The stuff that I said about when I like log in and I see that you've made a video and the fact that I sit down and I watch it at least twice because there's a certain ritual with watching your videos. And you don't know me from Adam, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that does that. How does that make you feel to know that you get that you affect people like that?
Well, I would like to affect more people like that. This is going to sound really conceited, but I think people like to listen to what I have to say. I mean, I'm rarely serious I'm not a serious-minded person. I'm more goofy and, you know, slap-happy and stuff like that. But it makes me feel good that, like, every time I get a subscriber, I do this thing called subscriber dance. It takes, like, 10 seconds. But anyway, it's like, it makes me feel good that, you know, people that I've never met can look at me and identify with what I'm talking about, you know, and identify with what I'm saying and, you know, find humor in it because, you know, I can find humor in almost anything. You know, I can find humor in, I was talking about ugly babies today and, you know, I'm making an ugly baby video.
I was about to say, is that up?
No, I'm making it soon.
Now, how do you...
Some babies are ugly.
No, my baby was ugly. I have a 10-year-old daughter. My baby was very ugly, and I'm one of those people that will not deny that. I don't think it's anything negative about facing reality. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
My baby was hideous at birth. she looked like my grandmother looks right now, and my grandmother is so old that I can't even tell you. And that's what my daughter looked like at birth. Now, as my daughter got older, my daughter started creating these really cute characteristics. She became gorgeous, but now she's going through another little phase again where she's not so cute. She looks like me, and me as a girl is not cute, and I know that. Why don't parents want to face that?
I don't understand why. I mean, you know, parents. I think I know why. You know, you carry this baby inside you. You know, you're proud of it. You know, you tried to pick the best looking man to have your baby with. I hope. You know, you're proud of it, and you just can't believe something you worked on for 9 months. You know, consciously or subconsciously, came out ugly. So you want, you know, you want everybody to see your baby pretty, but it's not there sometimes. You go, that's an ugly baby, and I've said that. Like out loud once or twice, and they what you say? For God, I'm kidding with you. I'm just playing. Your baby ain't ugly. You know you don't want to hurt people's feelings or nothing. But deep inside you're saying that baby is not real attractive.
That baby is like, ugly.
There you go.
And these parents, they'll say, like, they don't just leave you alone. Like, I never would walk up to anybody and say, isn't my baby adorable? I wouldn't walk up to him and say, is she ugly?
Why open yourself up for that?
But shut the hell up. Yes, don't ask the question. Don't ask me to lie to you because I can't do it. I personally can't do it. And so because I can't do it, I would make sure that I would never put anyone else in a position where I'm asking you to comment on how attractive my child is, because it can only go one of two ways. There's really no in between there. Either you're going to offend the hell out of that parent, or you're going to lie to them and make their day. But somewhere inside, they know you're lying. They know.
Right.
They know that kid ain't
ugly. They would always know that I was lying because, I mean, all my friends, they know I'm probably the most honest person, you know. I try my best to tell like it is, mostly because I tell people all the time, I don't like being misunderstood.
Right.
And if I say something in the past that wasn't true to me, and I do something in the future, you know, they'll be able to say, oh, well, you know, I thought this would make you happy because you did this in the past. And, you know, I can't say, well, I was lying about that before, you know.
Right.
So I try to keep everything consistent. I try to tell a consistent story.
Yeah,
the best way to do that is to just say how you feel.
Just say how you feel. I'm kind of the same way, too. It bothers me when people, it never bothers me for people to disagree with me, but it bothers me when their disagreement is based off of inaccuracy. If they misunderstood me and disagree, then I don't like that because I feel like you're disagreeing with what you don't understand. But once I'm clear, if you still don't like it, then that's fine because your disagreement is rooted in reality and you've made your decision.
There you go. See, so, I love you, Daryl.
Hey, thank you. Likewise.
We're like brothers.
Well, I said that yesterday, and I said that we're so alike that I think we would not like one another in real life because I think that we would just get on each other's nerves with our honesty.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out Jay's channel, both YouTube and MySpace is the same, TWOJK. You can click the link on the front page of idolradioshow.com right now, YouTube.com, TWOJK, MySpace.com/TWOJK. What does that stand for?
2JK. That's my middle name.
Oh,
both
two.
My name.
I didn't even, yeah. Wow. I'm a complete idiot. Hey, one last question before you go.
Yeah.
Did you get that pizza from your roommate? I don't know where that video series ended. You did a series of videos where you were bum rushing the pizza from your roommate, and I don't know if you got it or not.
I'm sorry to say I'm going to have to leave that mystery. I have never posted part of
it. Oh, so it never got... Okay, so it's not just me.
I've never posted it. It's done. I know the answer, but I can't
okay.
tell you that.
Will it ever be known? Is this answer, or is it going to forever remain a mystery?
It might. I don't know yet. It depends on if he pays his rent next month.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Next time you're in Chicago, you are invited to the Idol Radio Show studios in person and sit down and have a chit-chat with us. But anytime you might need to get the word out there about anything, please let us know. And I want everybody who's listening to go on out there and subscribe to this man. Make him do 50... a new subscriber dances within the next day. So there
awesome.
You go. All right. Thanks so much, Jay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Daryl.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Jay, everybody. Again, idolradioshow.com. Check that out.
You're listening to idolradioshow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.